Hey everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. My brother Sifu Adam brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong love of the sport, lifelong love of community and kids and fitness and all that stuff. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. All right, folks. I got another quick one today. Second week of Lent. What's going on? How's your struggle going? If you're in a struggle, how's it going? I'm sending love to you. Let me know. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. And I'm moving as well. I didn't really talk about it too much in this episode, but I'm moving coming up next week. Let me know what you think. FatsoRadio@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your likes. I love you all. Peace. FatsoRadio. Lily, take it away.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, a very first podcast show.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to Fatso Radio. How you doing? This episode of Fatso Radio and every episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is KW's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido school, folks. My brother, Sifu Adam Volpe, brings you his lifelong passion, lifelong dream, love of the sport, love of the community, love of people, 5 days a week. Check it out, VolpeMartialArts.com. All right, folks, welcome back to Fatso Radio. Welcome. If you're new to Fatso Radio, welcome. If you're a returning guest, a returning listener or viewer, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining me each and every Saturday if you do, or each and every Friday, or whenever you listen to this. I really appreciate it. 162 episodes. That's where we're at today, folks. Episode 162. And what I want to talk about today is in line with what I was talking about last week. So last week was the start of Lent. This week is the second week of Lent. What I was doing last week and what I'm starting to do is kind of going back hardcore again. I've taken quite a bit of time off. I've swayed off of the optimal way of eating for me. And I've did it for a few months and it wasn't good. I've gained some weight. I don't feel great about it, but I know I'm optimistic and I'm motivated because I know where I can get again. I saw a ton of weight I've gained, but it's enough to really make you think. And it's enough to motivate me and kick my butt again to get back into gear. So that being said, it's not easy. The longer, for me at least anyway, the longer time I spend away from my optimal eating, away from the optimal plan, whether it's food, but not just food, even diet, even exercise and activities and healthful, you know, motivation or meditation or walks or whatever it is, the longer I'm away from that, the harder it is for me to get back on track again. So it's the second week of Lent. I'm trying still to get back on track. I'm doing better, right? I'm getting more good days together. I'm attaching more good days together and it is getting easier, but I still struggle. Like, I'll be honest, you know, and I have said this, I have an addiction to food. And certain things can trigger it, certain situations, certain stressful situations, certain happy situations, a lot of things can kind of trigger. But when I'm on track, I feel better. And that's the whole thing, right? The whole idea is to keep on going, keep on trying. If you do fall off, to get back on the next day, to get back on the next meal or what have you, right? I often say that the best way to get over a bad meal is to just have the next meal good, or even just skip the next meal. That's often a good way to do it as well. So that's what I want to do. And that's what I'm trying to do. Sorry. So what works when you getting or trying to get back on schedule or trying to get back on track? What works? Well, I'll tell you what doesn't work. What doesn't work for me is trying to be lazy about it. Trying to be very, very, very liberal about it and be not lazy, I guess lazy and being liberal, but also just being easy on yourself for me, or being easy on myself rather. So for me, to get back on the horse, to get back into optimal shape, to get back in on the path that works for me, I can't just do it one day and or just one meal and then the next meal do it again. The next day rather, do one meal again. Then go off for 3 days and then get back on 3 days. And that's not going to work for me. I need to really go on it, go hardcore, jump in with 2 feet, and that's what works. So what works for me, having snacks around, right? The first couple of days that you're going to get back on, or if you're trying to get back on schedule, if you've fallen off or if you, you know, the longer you've been off, the harder it is for me anyway, right? The longer I've been off, the harder it is, like I just said. So the first couple of days, it's very difficult for me. And even that first week, even if I had 3 days where I'm doing great, you know, the fourth day I may fall off for whatever reason, the fifth day I get back on again, but it's difficult. So what works for me is having snacks available, having snacks that always works. I was talking in my last episode about what do you do if you have the munchies, whether you're consuming alcohol or whether you're consuming cannabis and you get the munchies, what do you do? Same idea with your snacks, right? I really do equate the cravings that I get from or for sugar or for carbohydrates, I equate them to the kind of craving, the cravings I would get from cigarettes or from alcohol. I never had much cravings for alcohol because I never kind of did it regularly enough, but definitely the cravings for cigarettes or cannabis or you know, food and sugar, it's kind of the same thing for me. So that's the key, having the snacks that's going to help you succeed. So for me, it's the pepperettes and cheese or salami and prosciutto and the cured meats, but also have roast, have steaks at hand, have hamburger meat at hand, if you have a snack or if you have a craving and you're hungry and you put a bowl of taco meat in there and some cheese and some sour cream and a little bit of salsa, whatever, that's delicious. That's a taco salad right there. That's really healthy for you. That's gonna get you to your goals, I think. Try that out. But the same kind of thing, you can have pork rinds, you can have, you know, any kind of meat, any kind of healthy food that you would eat during your meal or during your day rather, have that if you're having your snacks and have that again, or sorry, if you're having your cravings, but have that in your first couple of days. Also your first couple of days back, you're going to be depleting a lot of your water. You're going to be losing your water in the state of ketosis is a natural state of shedding water, right? Carbon dioxide and water are the byproducts of ketosis. So when you lose your water, you're going to lose a lot of electrolytes. You're going to lose a lot of salt. So make sure you have that salt. Make sure you take the sodium in because you need the chloride as well, the magnesium, the manganese, the calcium. You need your electrolytes. Those are the salts. You need your electrolytes because it keeps your energy up. A lot of times when people go on this diet, they feel lethargic and they feel drained and they have a keto flu. And there's a bunch of different factors that play into it. But a lot of times it's really a depletion of their electrolytes, you know, sodium. Sodium is your master electrolyte, right? So if you have your sodium level in check, it'll help control the other electrolytes, potassium, magnesium, calcium, like I said. And that's essential for energy, essential for metabolism all over. So do the things that work, the same things that works, if you're having cravings for anything. It is the same types of food that I would recommend to get you back in track or to get you back on track rather. And then just do it, right? It's not easy. It's not easy to do. It's hard. This has been, it's humbling because even though you can lose a ton of weight, right? It's like the devil's never completely gone. It's like you always have to be on guard, you know, for the enemy or for the devil for that matter, or for just protecting yourself. And I realize that it is, you know, not that I just realized it now, I've always known it, but it's been a nice reminder now. And I'm not a nice reminder, but a painful reminder. Excuse me, that you do have to stand on guard, really, like O Canada, our national anthem here in Canada. You stand on guard, but you have to stand on guard from bad food, from bad habits, from bad, you know, bad thoughts. There's a lot of things that's involved with this. And I do believe that food and healthy food is an integral part of our whole health, our 365 degrees health, where it's talking mental health, your physical health, but fitness as well as just your biological health, you know, with keeping you out of the hospital. It's about more than just keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you alive, right? You want to thrive. You want to be able to run around, chase your kids, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, if you're lucky enough to have them. Or children or grandchildren at all, if you're lucky enough to have them. So it is a struggle. I get it. If you're observing Lent, I guess, and if you're practicing Lent, if you're a Catholic and this is a good excuse for you or a good time to really try and do it, hey, I'm with you. It's hard. It's difficult. And like I was saying just a second ago, it doesn't matter how many times you do it. It's hard. And in fact, I think the more times you do it and fall off, almost the harder it gets. So I'm not sure if it actually gets harder or if it just kind of seems like a daunting task because you're like, oh, I was there. Why did I let myself go a little bit? Even if it's only 20 or 30 pounds. I mean, for some people, 20 or 30 pounds is a ton. For me, it's not a lot because I have lost more. But even as I say that, I want to stop myself because it's not easy. It's never easy to do. It's never easy to change habits. It's not impossible, but it's not easy. And it takes dedication. It takes repetition. It takes practice. You need to do it. You need to get up every morning and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try this again. And, you know, I haven't done that every morning in this last couple of months. In the years past, I have, right? In the last couple of months, there's been a lot of things going on in my life. And there's been a lot of times where I've literally put my health on the back burner. I did that for years and years and years. And I thought I got a better handle of that. And I did, but I'm human. And we fall and we slip up, or we just forget, or we get comfortable and we take life for granted. We take good times for granted. We take, you know, our good health for granted. But again, a good reminder, I'm always going to welcome these good reminders to shine the light on what we need to do, to shine the light on the darkness, for that matter. And the darkness for me is bad habits, whether it's bad food or drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or excuse me. Those are all things that aren't going to be in line with my optimal health. So I'm back at it again, folks. Another quick edition of Fatso Radio. But I want to send love out to you. I want to send strength and energy and motivation and blessings if I can out to you, because if you need this, and I'm sure you do need this, right? Everybody needs to cleanse. Everybody needs to go through, that's just it, a cleanse. So without further ado, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I love you all. Don't forget to email me, fatsoradio@gmail.com, and check out our sponsor, Fatso Radio, not Fatso Radio, Volpe Martial Arts, volpemartialarts.com. Thanks so much, everybody. I love you all. Peace.
Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
Fatso Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, a very first podcast show.